Right. Hello, this is the Teach Computing Podcast. You're listening to me, Alan O'Donoghue, techno teacher on Twitter, T-E-K-N-O teacher. So I record this podcast each week. It usually goes out on a Friday. And what I try to do is I try to share with people different approaches and ideas to how to teach computing in their classroom. This week I've been doing 2 days training down in Birmingham at the Novotel, where I've been working for Dragonfly. And what I hope to do is I hope to try and interview a few people and ask them what they found useful and share a few of their responses with you. So it's a bit later in the day now, and I've ended up at the Birmingham inaugural Computing at School Hub meeting, and we're just at the end of the meeting now and just about to head home back to Preston. But I'm going to talk to a few people just before I head off, just to see what their thoughts were about tonight's meeting. So, to enable you some time to think, can I just ask you, just tell me your first name and who you are and why you're here, sort of thing?
I'm Stuart Davison. I'm a CAS regional coordinator, so I'm here to see, just support other master teachers and help out with Duncan.
Okay, so who are you?
I'm Duncan Maidens from Birmingham City University. I run some master teacher training, and this is my first CAS Hub meeting.
First one you've run.
I go to about seven others, but this is the first one I've run here in the centre of Birmingham.
And who are you, sir?
I'm Bilal Garwood. I'm a physics teacher from Broadway School, and I've come here for my first CAS meeting. I'm a Python enthusiast.
So, Duncan, you've jumped into the deep end and decided to organise a CAS Hub meeting.
Was it scary? It was quite frightening to do so once you got through the IT of actually getting the event online, which was a bit of a struggle. Revisiting HTML code, I hadn't done it for a while, so it actually looked right. It was then just nerve-wracking, wondering whether everybody was going to turn up.
So are you a teacher teaching computing in a school?
Yeah, I teach, but at university level, so I teach networking and little bits of programming and stuff.
So why would you want to do a computing school meeting? Because these are for teachers, aren't they?
No, but absolutely. The students that are out there now with other schools are going to be our HE students of the future. And computer science is such a fantastic and exciting curricula. There's so many job opportunities. Let's get the message out there while they're still young.
Stuart, is there a CAS Hub closer to where you live?
No, this is the closest one. I was asking Duncan a few times if he'd put something on, so he kindly offered to host us, yeah, and it was really, really good, really useful.
And you're not a computing teacher, sir?
No, but maybe, possibly, we'll see how it goes. I'm trying to integrate, software that I do in Python sort of into the classroom to do with science, like doing a weather station, things like that, also quizzes.
So, Stuart, why do you think people normally come to CAS meetings?
Ideas, mainly. I think what we saw today was something practical that pupils could use, teachers could use to teach binary and digital communication. So anything that's practical and hands-on will certainly be useful.
What did we see today, Duncan? What was it?
It's a bit of hardware that we use, just sending binary ones and zeros using flashing lights. And all the kids that we've done it with and master teachers have all really engaged with it and enjoyed understanding how communication protocols work.
We had quite a challenge because we had to spend a few minutes to plan to talk together to figure out how we were going to transmit some data from one room to another room, and we had this electronic system. Stuart, do you have a system like that in your school? No?
Not off the top of my head, but I've certainly seen something today that I'll go away and take and use with me.
But if you didn't have the technology available, can you think of another way around you could do it?
Yeah, Semaphore's a good idea. I don't know where I got that idea from at all, but yeah, something like that would be a good system.
So, Duncan, are you happy with how the meeting's gone?
Really good, yeah. I'm pleased that everybody turned up. Coffee and cakes went down well, and everybody enjoyed the practical. And everybody contributed and shared ideas. I think it's just going to be a good forum in the future where people will bring problems and share good practice, which is what it's all about.
And you're hoping to hold more meetings like this?
Absolutely. I think CAS want us to run at least one a term, but with the quick feedback today, we're going to get another one in before summer, and it may well be that we run two a term in the future.
And where would teachers likely to live or to work that might come to this meeting?
Well, we're based in the centre of Birmingham, so running at 4 o'clock on a weekday in school time, it's probably going to be around for teachers who are relatively local to Birmingham, within half an hour, three quarters of an hour driving distance. But people come from far and wide. We've had somebody here from Preston today, so well done to them.
And Stuart, you've come along. What would you say to other teachers who might be wondering about coming along to this meeting? How would you encourage them?
There's cake.
Well, okay. So, Duncan, you seem really happy. The meeting seems to have gone the way that you expected.
Absolutely, I'm chuffed to bits, yeah. And if I can get every CAS meeting being as popular as this and people go away with that same buzz, then I think we've achieved what we set out to do, which is get good news out there, get sharing practice out there and make a success of it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, everybody, and I'll bid you farewell.
All right.
Okay.
Cheers.
So it's Friday morning now, and I'm back in my classroom, and I have a class, a year 7 class now, that I've just recently picked up this class. The reason I've picked the class up is because a colleague of mine passed away just at Easter, and we've had to jig our classes around a little bit. So this is a year 7 class, but I only actually teach them one lesson in a fortnight. And this morning, we're working on a project that we started about 2 weeks ago, two lessons ago, so that's like 4 weeks ago. And the project really was inspired by the working with the Young Rewired State project, this like the summer camp that we were involved in previous years. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what the children are doing at the moment, then I'm going to go around and ask them some questions. So this year, my colleague Mark Greenwood had spent quite a lot of time investing in lessons with them, looking at different ways of using Scratch, but not just the conventional ways, but exploring other things, like some of the concepts within computing and how you could teach those within Scratch. But I now feel that we're kind of at the point where the children, they're just a bit fed up of Scratch and they want to do some other things. And this project that they're working on, I've called it Hack the Summer. I do actually have a scheme of work which is available online that I'll link to this later on. So the children are now working in pairs, and what they've had to do is they've had to agree a focus that their pair is going to work on. Now, we're using police crime data as a starting point. So they've searched online at different aspects of police crime data. So it's all the crimes that have been reported to the police. And there's various categories like antisocial behaviour, bicycle theft, burglary, criminal damage, drugs, and so on. But they're able to analyse those statistics for each different postcode in the UK. So we looked at the postcode where the school is, we looked at the postcode where they live, we did some comparisons, we used some data modelling to look at the examples, to create graphs and charts to compare where was there more crime in a specific area. But now they're working in pairs, and the next stage they're going to be doing is they're going to be designing a solution. Button. So you two, what have you decided that you're going to work on, you're going to focus on?
Antisocial behaviour.
And do you know what antisocial behaviour is?
Yeah, it's like when you're either like drinking on the streets and not respecting other people.
And why did you choose that? Why did you not choose something like drugs or robbery or something like that?
Because it seemed to happen a lot, like all over different places.
Okay. And have you any idea what it is that you might be doing as a solution? Do you know what you're going to design and build yet?
We've got to design an animation to show people what happens if you...
Like the consequences.
Yeah.
Do you think there might be teenagers out there that are being antisocial, but they don't know that they're being antisocial?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how do you think you might help them, in a way?
To kind of show them what they're doing and how it's wrong.
Ah, good. Have you ever been in a position where a teacher's told you off for doing something, you didn't realise that you weren't allowed to do that thing?
Yeah, I've been in that position.
Yeah, and how did you feel when that happened?
A bit upset.
Yeah? So there may be some teenagers out there who are being antisocial, but they don't realise they're being antisocial, and the police come over, and they're like, I didn't really expect that to happen. So you think you're going to design and create some sort of animation to help them understand that?
Yeah.
Great, okay, thank you.
Read it.
Well, I know I'm going to ask you. So what have you decided to focus on, you two?
Antisocial behaviour.
Okay. Now, somebody else has just told me that they've chosen that one. Why did you choose it?
Because it had the most, like, crimes and
Europe. And have you looked at, like, April, March, February? Is there... What kind of numbers? What kind of statistics are we seeing?
Well, in April, it was quite low.
And where was this? Whereabouts in the UK? Oh, where our school is, yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you think there's so many antisocial behaviour incidents happening and why they're being reported to the police? Why do you think that might be?
Because maybe, like, people like doing it for fun because maybe like they had it once done to them, or maybe they had it once done to them.
So they want to be cool.
They want to seem cool. What if they're bored, maybe, as well, and that's how they're doing it for fun?
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything in school that where you've like maybe broken a rule or something, you didn't realise it was a rule, and a teacher told you off for doing something that you're like, oh, I didn't realise? No?
No.
Okay, you've been quiet. So you know like all the rules. Do you think that these people, like 26 there, 31, do you think that they knew what they were doing?
No.
No? So how are you going to, like educate them so they know that what they do is against the law?
I think before you do, just like say that.
So have you thought about what kind of solution you might design or build? Have you?
We might build like a poster board.
A poster, yeah? And what kind of messages do you think it might be using? You're not sure?
No.
Okay, thank you. So I've just listened back to some of the recorded parts in that podcast, and it seems like, I don't know, somehow some bits of things I interviewed or recorded have actually been dropped out. I'm not really sure what that is. Just recently, a few months ago, changed from the iPhone over to the Nexus 5, which is an Android phone. And the app, the Audioboo app, just doesn't seem to work quite as well. It's a bit glitchy, which means I've lost bits of recordings and that kind of thing. So anyway, just to add a few more things into this particular podcast, which is... while I was down in Birmingham, I ran two courses. One was the Teach Computing. That's like the buffet style, I call it, where there's lots of great ideas for things that you can use. A lot of these are free resources. In fact, they're all free resources that you can use. And then the second day, it's called Teach Computing with Python. And there was something I mentioned to the teachers on that day, which I'm going to mention to you now. And it doesn't just apply to those teachers. It applies to anybody who's interested in text-based programming with Python. So every year, as far as I can remember, the Python community in the UK hosts a conference, which they call PyCon UK. There is another PyCon, which is the great big one in the States, which attracts about 2,500 people each year. But the UK one might not attract quite the same number of people, but it's every way just as good. And I've been going for about 4 years now, I think, and each year the education element, the education track, has grown and grown from the previous year. So, for example, last year there was 2 days that were specifically for teachers. So that's 2 days out of four. And teachers are welcome and invited to all 4 days should they choose to, but there are two that are specifically planned with teachers in mind. And the first day was an opportunity. It was a real mix, really, with teachers and developers working together, developing their knowledge and experience. And that went two ways, really. So teachers learning from people who are non-teachers and developers learning from teachers. Lots of learning and collaboration taking place. And then the day after, which I think was a Sunday last year, I think that was a Sunday, there was a Raspberry Jam event at the PyCon UK conference in Coventry. And it was full of all the kind of people you'd expect to see at a Raspberry Jam. So it was mums, sons, dads and daughters. And they were all coming together to learn, to figure out what it was that they could do with their Raspberry Pi. Or if they didn't have a Raspberry Pi, if they got hold of one, what could they do? Now this year, the PyCon UK conference is hoping to offer an even bigger, better package for teachers as part of their education track. Let me just shut the... I'm in a hotel in Manchester and there's some building work going on outside. I just shut the window. So I'm going to describe a little bit of what you could expect, but I would really, really highly recommend that you try and attend this conference, even if it's just one day. So this year it takes place on the 19th and the 20th of September, which is around the same time that my son celebrates his 18th birthday. And it takes place in Coventry. And what it is really, it's the main conference in the UK for anybody who's interested in the Python programming language, plural, singular. So on the Friday, there's a specific track on the event, which is specifically for teachers and developers to come together. And the way it's been promoted is it's all about practical Pythonic pedagogy. And then on the Saturday, it's more of a family event, so children are welcome as well, and children of all ages to learn and be inspired and to have great adventures using Python. Now, this has been made possible through a number of organizations which are promoting it and supporting it. So like this organization, like the Bank of America, the Python Software Foundation, of course, Hewlett-Packard, and as well as all of these, we've got the Raspberry Pi Foundation and the PyCon UK Society. So if you're a teacher and you're wondering about going along and what might be in it for you, I'm hoping to explain now. So one of the things you get to do is you get to learn and develop your understanding of Python, but this time you're working with experienced teachers and developers who use Python on a regular basis. There's opportunities to collaborate with them programmers, so you get to create and share resources together. And at the same time, you get to network with colleagues, teaching colleagues, and people who work in industry. And at the same time, you're exploring all of the kind of fun aspects, things that you can take back and use in your classroom to inspire your own students. Now, there'll be a number of people there on a day, including some of the education team from the Raspberry Pi Foundation. And there'll also be some Python experts from around the world who are going to help you get the most out of using Python. Now, if you're going to attend this event normally as a private individual, you'd probably expect to pay, you know, about £150 or something just for the normal conference ticket. But because of all the levels of sponsorship, including that from the Bank of America, it means that they're going to be able to provide your school with £200 to cover the cost of a cover teacher or a supply teacher. So it's going to make it a little bit easier for you to persuade the powers that be in your school to let you go to this conference. Now, the conference isn't exactly or completely free. You do need to purchase a ticket, and this has been heavily discounted to £47. But if you think about it, that's at least £100 less than the regular conference ticket. And in addition to that, your school is going to receive £200 towards cover. It's quite a generous offer, really. But because a certain number of funds need to be allocated to cover this, it means that the number of spaces available are limited. So they've only actually got enough funding to cover the first 20 teachers who book. Now, I know at the moment I'm recording this podcast, there's at least 10, I forget the exact number, but I know there's at least 10 available at the moment. So I would suggest if it's something that you're interested in, that you go and register now just to make sure that you're one of those people who gets that £200 cost towards your school, covering you being out of school. Now, if you can't for whatever reason get along on the Friday, I'd still encourage you to try and go along on the Saturday, because if you're in the area and you're able to bring some school children along or just persuade them to get their parents to take them along, this Saturday is a great day as well. It runs from 9:30 in the morning through till 3:30, and it's just £5 for children to go along. When they talk about children, we're talking about 18 years and younger, who must be accompanied by an adult, but the adults get in for free. And there's lunch provided. But again, spaces are limited for that. And the last year, the tickets went pretty quickly. So if you're listening to this now, I'd suggest you go and read just a little bit more and then sign up for it. So I'm going to tell you the name of a website in a moment where you can go to find out more about this. And you'll find on there, you'll see some videos. So there's a video that Ben Smith recorded last year where he shows doing some amazing things, controlling a quadcopter with Minecraft and Kinect, and all sorts of amazing things happen together. And something happens to the quadcopter. Watch the video to see what happens. And then there's some videos where you can listen to some children talking about how much the experience was for them. So if you decide that you're going to go, you'll see on this webpage I'm going to mention in a moment, there's some instructions about how to go ahead and book it. And I would say don't hesitate, don't hang about, go ahead and and if you don't book it, then you'll be forward 90, or should I say forward 10 centimetres, turn clockwise 90 degrees, forward 10 centimetres, turn clockwise 90 degrees, forward 10 centimetres, clockwise 90 degrees, forward 10 centimetres. So yeah, you'll be square. So the web address, if you want to find out more about that, is in your browser, go to pyconuk.org/education. So it's not Python, PyCon, pyconuk.org/education. And please, as well, if you think of other people that might be interested, to tweet them, pass the message on to them, and try and encourage as many people to go along as possible. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Sorry, there's been a few glitches and a few drops in it. If you've got anything that you want to suggest or recommend, or any questions, you can get in touch with me on Twitter. I'm at TechnoTeacher, TekNoTeacher. I'll be in Birmingham on Friday and Saturday this week. We're having the Computing at School conference. I'm looking forward to hosting the Teach Meet event that we're going to have on the Friday night, where we've got lots of people coming along to share some really simple ideas that can actually have a massive impact in your classroom. So if you're there at the Computing at School conference, come and say hello. And I don't know, maybe you might even be willing to speak for a couple of minutes on the podcast. So check out that website, pyconuk.org/education. Thank you very much, and bye.